Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Do you want to fight Pete Holmes?
Yeah, I think that'd be a nice fight.
Why do you want to fight Pete Holmes?
There's something buried there in that guy. Definitely.
Yeah, he looks like he.
I was supposed to do Pete Holmes' show on HBO. I auditioned for it, but it was like the part was written for me.
Oh, Pete Holmes. I'm thinking of Pete Lee. Crashing, right? Holmes.
Yeah, Crashing. Yeah, not Pete Holmes' show. But I was supposed to do it. I went up for an audition. The part was written for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the part.
What?
I got offered a part on Crashing without an audition, and then they shot it and didn't
air it.
No, they shot it with somebody else.
They just shot it.
I got an email from the casting department.
Wait, how bad was this fucking bomb? I got to hear about this.
My audition?
Yeah.
I'm not a good auditioner, man.
I believe that, but I want to hear about the bomb itself.
Oh, it was just... It was supposed to be the guy that was robbing Artie Lang and Pete Holmes. I think it was even in the pilot.
Yeah, it was in the West 4th Street station, right?
Yeah. That was... I think it was because they didn't want to, like, oh, it's a Puerto Rican guy robbing some white guys. I think they wanted to stay away from that.
Yeah, I got an email from the casting director saying, hey, we're doing a roast battle episode. Please block out these days. We're going to need you. No audition, nothing. And then they... just didn't call me.
Yeah. Oh,
hair and makeup.
Damn, dude.
So I would love to see you fight Pete Holmes.
That'd be cool.
I'm just saying, I'll fucking corner you, doggy.
Set it up.
Pull him up. Let's see Pete Holmes. You have him without a shirt on.
Is he tall?
He's very tall.
Yeah, he's
very
tall. Tall kid. So they would.
You got to get inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get inside. But I got to be honest with you. I don't know that
quick.
Pete Holmes has been into a lot of fights in
his
day.
No, he hasn't. But he looks like he's got some cage in there. You know, he looks like a fighter.
Tommy's.
You're gonna get a weird.
Yeah. Look at that. That's a serial killer's face. That dude has something buried somewhere.
Well, I feel like he's got long nails, and you're gonna get a scratch in the face. That's like,
I feel like if you lose the fight, it would end with him on top of you crying, punching.
Yeah,
you like
yeah. That's what I would see.
Like my and girl gave me this a couple days ago. I didn't think she was capable of it.
What?
And this cut.
Black skin?
Oh, shit,
yeah, and my fucking.
What happened with your skin? What's your scar there? Your cut? I noticed that before.
It got physical. Yeah, time in 9 years, me and my girl got physical.
Can I be honest? I thought that was like a old scar.
Nah, it's a couple days ago. It's just the way it
is. What is this? Is that a burn?
What? The black?
Is that a tattoo?
The black?
Yeah,
that's a tattoo.
What was it supposed to be?
It was a panther. It was a cover-up tattoo. I had a girl's name tattooed there.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's also panther. It's a panther.
That's a dope black stripper name right there. Panther.
It's a panther.
Yeah, all right, I've seen the mouth is right there on that side of it. I get it. It's a panther head.
Probably if I run a razor over it and shave the little hairs off, it might come out a bit clearer. But, I mean, this is... Shit. My daughter is 14, so this has got to be like... This tattoo's got to be like 16 years old.
Can you get lasered off? You don't want to do that.
There's another tattoo underneath it.
Yeah, they keep going.
They laser them both off.
Yeah,
is that how it works?
Yeah,
but getting a tattoo removed... All right,
it's like layers of paint. Dildo, he's just going to go once, and then he goes a second time. You know?
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's
we'll
how
get
it works.
Set up. It does. Let's just show. Hey.
But lasering a tattoo off hurts like fucking hell, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And it leaves a big, nasty scar. It's never truly lasered off.
Because 50 Cent got his arms lasered off so that he wouldn't have to show up so early for makeup.
Yeah.
And it still didn't really fully take. Like, you can still see the outlines of everything.
Yeah, he's ugly as shit. He's so fucking ugly.
I like Tommy. Tommy's going for it.
Well, you know what? I'm never in here this like mid-afternoon. I'm never well-rested.
Yeah,
I'm always croggy and a little hungover.
So today the gloves are off. You're just going at people.
I feel good, Lou. You know,
like
I'm just picking up. You let me go.
Tommy, you're doing really good, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Just, you know.
Yeah. This is your second show. You guys are, you seem a little... You know, groggy.
And no, we're not groggy. We're fucking killing it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, don't you fucking come at me. Okay, I'm groggy on my show.
You know, I'm just waiting. I just want to see your eyes.
Diet Coke. He's ready to go.
Why? What is your problem with Diet Coke?
You just moved down a burrito. What the fuck is it?
First of all, it wasn't a burrito. It was a fucking whole wheat wrap. And I know I'm on my diet and I'm probably a little puffy because of it. But I'm really limited on time here. And you fucking temple just giving me shit about the time. Like, oh, I got to be out by 4, by 4, by 4. Where are you going?
Connecticut.
For what?
I'm going for a show. I don't want to sit in 3 hours of traffic.
What time is the show?
The show is at 7.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
Yeah, dude.
He's a liar.
Oh, my God.
Where's the show?
No one's starting the show at 7.
It's at the Milford Medical and Rehabilitation Center.
Oh, jeez.
Milford.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Dave. You don't have to say yes to things like this.
Well, you guys are getting offered parts and crashing. They don't even know I fucking exist. HBO doesn't know I exist. And
that's
probably
all right.
Because I come on places like this.
No.
And talk the shit just, that I talk.
It'll affect your happiness when you say yes to that shit. You're going to sit in traffic 4 hours and talk to old people for a half hour?
It's
get
not
the
old
fuck
people.
Out.
I think I'm performing for the staff. I think it's a staff party.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're not doing like a hey, good for you guys?
Doesn't make a difference. I gotta fucking make
you sure you're not just
month.
Like a hired caterer?
That could very well be.
Just handing out fucking munchkins
listen,
to these toothless
listen,
monsters.
Zach, where did we meet? Doing production assistant. Yeah. You know, I'll do whatever the fuck it takes.
The first night me and Dave met, we were working a PA job
in the Bronx. In the Bronx. After a
rape
stabbing.
Park.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? Claremont? Clairefield?
And
or
they
some
made
shit?
Us throw out. The piss from the bottom of the bus, remember?
Yeah,
is that a urinal?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like weeks worth of piss. It smelled like bologna.
This was our friends who were making us do this too. Our friends who gave us
our
did
good
us favors. Like, hey, I know you're struggling to make rent around here. Oh, I got a job for you. You want to empty the piss off my bus?
Yeah.
While I film a
me,
fucking
Dave,
movie.
And Chris Cotton working in a park in the Bronx.
Oh my
guess
god.
Guess who felt out of place?
Oh my god.
We shot nothing.
It wasn't because they were black. It was because Zach was in a park.
And we shot nothing because it was fucking Puerto Ricans playing music till fucking 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember, like, so when we get to this park, right, there's a ton of Puerto Ricans out there playing basketball, barbecue, and doing all this shit. There's got to be easily 400 Puerto Ricans out
Jesus.
There, right? So they're walking up. What are you guys doing? And we're just like, hey, guys, we're just trying to film a movie, blah, blah, blah. So we make it through the first night of shooting. Second day. 1,500 Puerto Ricans at the park on say, y'all, I heard y'all shooting a movie? Like, and they brought the cars out with the God. System and the
we could get nothing done.
Got nothing done. We're calling the cops, and the cops are like, does it have to be this park? Like, literally, yeah, that's what they explained to us. Like, they run this park. There's nothing. A guy was murdered here 2 days ago via a stabbing.
What are you shooting?
What was that? Saturday in the Park or something
like
that?
It was one of the guys. Do you remember the first few seasons of King of Queens? He had the friend, like the Italian guy.
No, I never watched that show.
It was,
but I remember Chuck Zito was on the movie.
Him, yeah,
movie.
And then the black guy from King of Queens was in it too.
Oh, yeah,
the male guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the male guy, right?
Yeah,
I watched it.
Yeah, and no bullshit. They introduced me to Zach because this guy's a comic. You might know him. Now I hadn't seen Zach or met him on the thing, so they literally put us side by side, and I don't remember what the fuck we're doing. Zach's opening line is, "Hey, just between us, girls." I got a piercing going through my scrotum. That's his fucking opening line to
Why
me.
Why would you tell him that?
I don't remember that, but I'll believe it.
Yeah.
I was probably trying to freak him out.
Yeah.
This is 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I've been cool with Zach. Like it was great because Zach let me know exactly who the fuck he was up front. You know what I mean? Like there was nothing. Yeah, so once I started following Zach on Instagram, there's just like pictures of him in makeup and dressed like a woman. I'm just like, yeah, it's fucking Zach.
Yeah. You love him in spite of all of it. I love it. We're planning a Zach's bachelor party, by the way.
Ooh, really? You're getting married?
Yeah. A month out.
Yeah.
1 month out. We still have to figure out the fucking date for the bachelor party. We're in the process. I got a couple things in mind, but I just have to figure out. We have to come up with a list of people you want there, Zach.
Yeah.
You'd be somewhat involved.
I know.
You can't just fucking completely bail out on this.
I'm not.
Bring Cotton to clean out the piss afterwards.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of piss.
Empty that bucket.
Because every time I run into Zach in places, he's always like, he's weirdly the man.
Where do you go? Came... Spencer's? Where do you hang out?
No.
Yeah, dude.
Tommy Pope walks away with a mug today.
Fuck
beautiful.
Yeah,
oh,
fuck
shit.
Yeah.
We got Tommy Pope on
I'm
the show.
I'm fucking resting.
Clarity, Tommy Pope.
Let
is
us
fucking,
have fun.
He goes.
Resting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Pope in the afternoon. That's all we fucking need, baby boy.
Ooh, I like the sound.
I'm like,
that. 3 to 7? Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I tried to find this show tonight because I know you're a liar and it doesn't start at 7. I can tell. I could tell he was
yes,
lying.
Dude.
When I asked him what time the show started, he went,
I'm the headliner, so I'm the headliner. So, yeah, if the show starts at 7, I'm going on later, but. Go ahead.
You're
go
a
ahead.
Liar.
Explain.
You're
explain.
A liar.
Go on,
dinner's at 4:30.
I tried.
Nap. I got a nap.
I tried to find this show. Okay. I couldn't find the show at all. And then I went to DaveTempleComedy.com. Looks like this domain is not connected to a website yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, it's not. But go to my bio. Go that expired, and then they're doing something weird. Go to my bio and click on it. It just has the Wix thing in there. It just has the Wix site in
what
there.
What do you mean?
It's still up and active, but it's just I'm not paying to attach DaveTempleComedy.com to the website anymore. So go to any Instagram or my Twitter.
So you're just not paying the fucking $12 for every 2 years?
It's not $2 anymore. It went from $60 to $240.
What do you mean, $240?
I don't know what the fuck happened. It expired, and then when I went to renew it, instead of it being $60
for the year. So now it's DaveTempleComedy.wixsite.com/DaveTempleSite.
But just click it. Just click it, and then my site
that's
is there.
A lot, dog.
It is a lot.
Oh, because Wix is trying to charge you for a premium.
They're trying
plan.
To charge me more now than what they were. So until I find a new way to do it, or at least, you know.
You should make that dog shit tattoo a logo for your name. And you put it on like hats.
Okay, the gloves are off. Yeah,
black
fuck.
Blur.
What do you got? You got any ink when you
got it? No, man, I went to college.
Penn State?
No, I went to Drexel.
Drexel?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Engineering and IT, dog.
Fancy fag.
It doesn't say, there's no time here. I can't prove it.
But it's up there on the website?
It is up on the website. 8 o'clock, lying piece of shit.
Woo!
Lying.
That means it goes on at 10.
Piece of shit. 8 p.m. Thursday, August 15th, 2019, Milford Regional Medical Center Rehabilitation.
I probably got to talk to my manager. It's probably fucked up or whatever. I don't know.
Dave pretends to be his own manager. And it's like, I got to get my manager on the phone. Hello? I'm sick of this shit.
Dave's manager, one moment, please.
Dave's management's office. Oh, Dave, he's really busy right now.
Dave's completely real management office.
8 p.m. What a liar. I saw that he was lying. In the moment where
I'm
I had some more time,
I gotta get up.
Anyway, bye-bye.
He doesn't want to sit in 3 hours of traffic.
Yeah, he's beating traffic. That's
yeah, but he said that, and then I asked him the time, and then he also said 7, so that was inconsequential. So now he has the extra hour.
No, I do not. I'm getting the fuck out of here at 4 o'clock. You fat piece
4:15,
of
shit. 4:15, and
no,
I'm getting
I'm
back
not.
In shape.
I'm not.
All right,
and
don't
you'll
get all fucking self-conscious with your non-godly
body. Until you're
body.
In shape, you'll always be a fat piece of shit to me, all right? So use that as motivation.
4:15.
Fat piece of shit, fat piece of shit, fat piece of shit. Let it echo in your brain and hope it motivates you tomorrow. I hope it gives you hell. Huh? I like
can we get some plugs out of the way?
Okay. I'll be in Milford in a few hours.
Last week, Dave fucking bombed in Milford in front of a bunch of fucking sports physical therapists.
Last week in Connecticut, a bunch of people in Milford saw their first black person.
Is it a heavy white area?
Temple, this is coming out next week, so put a little time between this next plug. What would you like to plug?
All right, so we
make sure you check out his website, wixsite.com/DaveTempleComedy/comedySite/HGPT.
Click the link in my bio, people. Click the link in my bio. Fuck a show. Go to my YouTube channel, which is at I'm Dave Temple. All right, check out my show. Look at it this way: videos where I take any controversial stories in the news and I spin them on their head, and I try to look at it the other way.
Hell yeah, Tommy Pope.
Go to tattooremovals.com and just send them pictures of Dave's fucking terrible tattoo and see if they'll...
This is the other shitty tattoo I got.
Dave, the panther on your arm looks like a police sketch of you.
No, I'm good. Go ahead, Louie.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics talking through horror movies, B-movies, genre movies, or whatever else I felt like putting on that day.
All right, guys, a couple live shows coming up. 25th of August, one night only. At this point, I'm sure the early show sold out, but I know there'll probably be a handful of tickets right up until the very last minute. Houston Secret Group, one night only, August 25th. Come check me out, guys, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. shows. Also announcing the first dates with the Kurt Metzger tour. September 20th and 21st, I'm going to be at Nashville, Zany's Nashville with Kurt Metzger, which should be a fucking hell of a good time. I haven't been down to Nashville in a long time, so come out to those shows. Lots more dates coming up. We'll be announcing them shortly, guys. PuertoRicanRattlesnake.com. I still don't have a web designer for that, Shannon. Remember I needed to hire somebody?
I did. I forwarded a couple.
Forward me all of them again.
Okay.
And if there's anyone who can help me attach back to my domain for free or for a reasonable price, forward them to me.
Well, you can't use the Wix site. What's happening is Wix is charging you their premium stuff because you have to pay for, you know, to do it through them.
But it wasn't like that before. It was cheaper before. That site was built years ago and it was fine.
And then you moved it over to Wix.
No, I built that site on Wix and it was going on that domain. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
I like that.
When
you're for the right, audio you're listeners, right. They I'm think sorry, that's just me
stop.
Breathing.
This has to fucking
when
stop.
When you're right, you're right.
I don't have a heart out, but I'll fucking make one if this keeps up. I will fucking make. You know, I got a show tonight. I got a show tonight in Delaware. It starts at 5. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, guys, look, check out the other pods on the network. Obviously, here at GasDigitalNetwork.com, we have 20 incredible podcasts. The latest 15 episodes you can get on iTunes, YouTube, and Google Play, everywhere else. But you get the entire on-demand library of this show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and many more. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. Get access to everything, pre-release, uncensored, ad-free, and more. GasDigitalNetwork.com. And also go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free piece of merch to. Speaking of which, you can get all of our merch, including this amazing Real Ass Podcast, Ren and Simpy themed mug. Podcastmerch.com, that's the domain.
Oh, I need more Blue Chews.
Doggy, I got you, baby boy. Get that dick hard.
Yeah, I've been out for a while. Not out totally.
Who got punched, you were telling me? Andy Dick.
Oh,
Andy
my God, it's Dick. So amazing.
I didn't see the video.
Ah, God.
Really gross.
I didn't need Blue Chews. I didn't need Blue Chews for like 12 hours after watching
it. It is a could not have seen it coming
it
punch.
It is beautiful.
Can we see the video of it? Because I did not. I heard he got punched.
It's a bummer. Punch.
It's a cold cock.
It's a surveillance shot. I'm trying to find a better shot.
No, that's the one.
That's it. That's all
okay.
I have.
Okay.
Is that I looked black? For everything.
Where is that? In LA or this is New York?
In the back by the window.
This is New York.
That sound.
No, I think it's.
It was New Orleans.
Oh!
Wait, I didn't see
his head hit.
Is that the bouncer?
No, it's some dude he probably hit on like an hour before.
Oh
my God. Look at his head hit.
It's three shots. It's bang, bang, bang.
One, two,
bang,
three. Bang, yeah, man.
And then this guy just walks away. He's waiting there. Sucker punches him.
Oh, wait. Let it go, because
is there
chick
a reason?
Chases him and falls. Watch this. Oh. It just gets better.
Yeah, this guy walks away.
Watch. Uber
watch
is here.
This lady's going to be like Spider-Man. Watch.
Look at he's out of there. He's out. Nice and calm.
And
look at
trying,
him.
She's trying to follow
and
him.
Does he hit the alley? Watch.
Let's see. I'm going to follow this guy. Hey, buddy. Oh, wait, I'm a girl.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
She tripped like a fucking toddler.
I love watching
head first.
Middle-aged women fall. They just like, they hope. They fall like I would jump out of an airplane. Like, yeah. There's no.
Was there a reason that he punched him?
They haven't found the guy that hit him yet.
Wow. And what happened to Andy Dick? He's straight now?
He's straight.
Gee, what happened to me, guys? I should go for some pussy.
Where's my gun? I dropped my gun. I found my gun.
So they have a suspect. His name is David Hale. He's 53. And he said he says that he punched him in retaliation for an alleged groping incident.
Yeah, I figured that.
Groping.
This guy cannot keep his fucking hands to himself.
Savage.
Right? There was a bunch. He's been Me Too'd a bunch, but just like... fucking big Italian guys.
That's how men handle Me Too.
Yeah. That dude deserved that.
Oh, that was definitely him, by the way. I couldn't see his face, but that was for... Go back to his fucking body the way he is.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's actually the opener at the Milford... whatever the fuck that place is called.
I said, don't fucking grope me, Andy. Look at him.
Man, this is a beautiful shot, though.
Yeah. Also, I guess somebody posted on the Legion of Skanks subreddit, and they were like, oh, Lewis was just talking about how comedians aren't being attacked for their jokes. It wasn't a joke. He wasn't at a comedy club telling
was
a joke.
Dead and serious. Then, I want that dick.
I feel
dick.
Like everybody like believes this guy's story that he groped him, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, of course.
Dude's a pig. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've been groped plenty of times. Oh, also had another fucking Equinox incident last night.
Well, okay.
Take me.
Put a pin in
I
that.
Will support you and be your bouncer. Take me to fucking Equinox.
I will.
Again.
I will, dude. It's a fucking... First of all, it's the best.
We it's incredible. It's incredible. I used to shit on it. It's unbelievable.
It's the fucking best. Yeah. And yeah,
if I had to guess what you did for a living, by the way, it would be bouncer at the Steam Room.
Dude. Just mopping up cum all day. It's a real fuck fest in there, though.
Yeah, well, no. Another guy late last night, I get in there. This guy tried to fucking do the open his legs towel thing, started to rub his dick.
And what time are we talking?
Late last night, I ended up working out. Thank you.
You were just
hanging. No, I like it. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Completely makes sense. You know.
What are you doing? Just like.
So I was in the steam room, and then I walk in. I see the guy. He looks at me, you know, and I do the thing where I go, hey, do you mind if I pour a little bit of water on the sensor? And then start steaming.
Said it was Diet Coke.
He sits down, and then he fucking opens
Hold
his
on,
mouth.
Let me make it a little more
yeah.
steamy.
Steamy. That's probably what he probably was like,
yeah,
oh,
it's
11:30
at night.
Yeah.
No, it's like 9.
Yeah.
It's like 9.
Okay. Yeah. He thought that was a move.
That's so then he opens his towel a little bit and lets his dick start to fluff up. Now, in my mind, I'm going, cool. Got him, bitch. Because now I'm going to go fucking complain again. Now, I've complained on record 5 or 6 times at this point. Mm. It started to become my class action lawsuit territory. We're getting into... I'm working on this free Equinox membership. And they're not wanting any more bad press right now with all the Trump shit that's going on. Mm-mm. They don't need this right now, okay? So I'm like, good, baby, give it to me. I'm looking at it now. I'm literally staring his dick in the eye because I want him to at this point, okay? Then, sure enough, 2 fucking assholes come in and interrupt my fucking rape session. And then he goes, puts his towel close. I'm like, God damn it, guys. I was about to get free Equinox membership.
He
was filling up.
Yeah. So you saw the progression.
It's starting to fill.
Are you side-eyeing this or just looking right at it?
Have you ever used an inflatable mattress?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
You know, at one point you start to see like it, like
when it moves.
Yeah.
That's what was going on.
Wow. Yeah, guys don't. A lot of people don't think you get. I get sexually assaulted almost on a daily basis.
But I've never punched somebody for groping me. This is the thing, right? Like this, I have to be consistent with my theories here. Okay, like this is. I say to women all the time, get over it. Okay. You get groped. You get touched.
Wait, dudes are just walking by groping you?
I've been groped plenty of times in my life.
Just grabbing your dick?
Grabbing my ass, grabbing my dick at a concert, at a club, gay orgy. That's true. Have you ever been groped, Temple?
Yeah, I've been groped. I got straddled once after a show.
By a dude?
Yeah.
How the fuck? How?
The guy came up to tell me that I was really, really funny.
You Daddy, can I keep it?
This is that.
He was wearing a saddle.
He told me that I was really, really funny and that I was thanking him. And then I went to shake his hand and he said, can I just give you a hug? And that's where I fucking let the guy go for the hug. And then he went to fucking throw his leg up.
Were you sitting down?
No, we were standing in fucking Bleecker Street. This is back when you used to bark shows down at the 206 lounge or down at fucking the Lantern.
Damn, dude.
She shroud you like a koala bear?
Like he tried, yeah, like a lady like that's making out with you and then tried to throw their leg up around you.
You
and
did that thing?
Yeah, but with his fucking legs, yeah.
He made you into Groot?
And I remember explaining that to guys like Mateo and Adam Chisnall, like about how like gay guys behave like that, and they were like, no, well, that guy's just an asshole.
Yeah,
like,
that's
all
cool.
Gay guys aren't predators.
I got a thigh massage in an Uber pool a few nights ago.
Really?
Super drunk guy driving me back from my friend's house. Kept forgetting where he was and would wake up and ask where he was, and then he asked me if I wanted to do coke, and I lied and said no. And then it just seemed like a bad scene.
Yeah.
And then he told me his name was Sebastian. He invited me for dinner at his house with his fiance.
Jesus.
And then he started rubbing the inside of my thigh. He said, hey, let me know if you need absolutely anything.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And then he fell back asleep and totally forgot about it.
Why are you shocked by this? This has never happened to you, Tommy?
Not to that level. I would lose my mind.
You've never been groped by a gay guy?
I've been approached by many gay guys. But I think I give off this vibe like you're not going to grab my inner thigh.
I think it's the other way around. I think it's that you're secretly gay and you're not realizing what other people are getting away with.
No,
it's funny if Tommy just drilled Dave in the face right now. Dude, he just gets on top, like, sort of like straight up homophobic, racist Tommy.
Shut this camera off.
This fucking mullet, what'd you fucking call me?
This fucking Delco trash. Yeah, and all that shit just comes right out.
No, I get a little offended when someone is very aggressive, like at the gym all the time. There's like 3 or 4 dudes that follow me around and they just eye fuck me. So then I'll just start, I mouth things like, you fucking creep. And I'll say things that are very subtle. I don't say it out loud. I just like, leave me the fuck alone. You know, like I want him to read it so that I don't come off like a homophobe, which I'm not. Yeah. I'll hug you. Just I'm don't be a fucking pervert.
Yeah, when you have a guy, it's, There's just something about gay guys fucking the glare in their eyes. Whatever it is, dude, you feel it. Is that all guys?
There's aggressive guys. There's aggressive gay guys. There's aggressive straight guys. There's aggressive straight girls. It's just your person.
No.
It's the person.
No, it's gay men. It's,
it's no, I understand.
Straight up. Like, there's something about when a gay guy eye fucks you, you feel... It
like
feels,
a 14-year-old girl.
It feels scuzzy.
Yeah,
now, is that a man thing, Shannon? When a man eye fucks you, mm-hmm. do you feel like, oh, this is like so scuzzy? Because yeah. in my mind, when I'm eye fucking a girl, she's going, baby,
yeah.
keep on fucking undressing me with your eyes.
It's gross. Even if the guy is hot, like that's something that's really gross. And actually, gay women are very aggressive.
Yeah.
I think gay women are more aggressive than dudes.
It's also their culture.
Call them
gay
dudes
women.
Are
just like... It's like it's their sexual culture, so they just walk up to dudes like, I'll suck your dick right now. And they're like, yeah, okay. There's no strings attached. I think they're constantly looking for...
They're constantly... Yeah, yeah. What they're doing is they're constantly... what do they call it?
Cruising.
And they're throwing out... What they're trying to do is they're trying to throw an eye contact thing, and then you... This is the move, right? Yeah, so what they're doing is this.
Can I throw some water on this steamer?
Throw some eye contact at me, and this is what they're expecting me to do back, right? So you do eye contact at me. Wait, can you get both... Yeah, get both of us on the camera. Okay. So...
I take us off.
Take your shirt off. And then throw a little bit of eye contact at me. So I'm looking, I'm drying, I'm looking. So you're just
like how they look at me?
Yeah, stare. Hey,
so if they're walking, they'll just go.
Oh, you really look fucking
dude.
Gay.
I fucking
gay.
Yeah,
Tommy does the gayest fucking face ever seen.
No, it is. They tilt.
That was
it's the head tilt.
Shit.
It's not the fucking eyes. It's the tilt.
Whatever that was, that was a...
Yeah.
You've been there.
Your air mattress is going right now. I know that.
Doggy. Oh, it is.
Woo!
Sorry. So give me a look, and I'll show you what they're expecting.
Yes, dude.
That's what they're expecting. Yes. That little moment of like a smirk.
Did you feel anything there?
If we were funny, we would just start deeply kissing right now. Without saying a word, we would have that connection. Where it's like,
I can't. I got a show at 5. I got to get the fuck out of here.
I wink my eye at your chick. If she smiles, she gone.
Mentality.
Yeah, I've never punched a man for coming on to me.
No, I haven't.
I've told the man once that I tried to level with him, and I was like, I'm the type of guy to punch you for coming on to me. I told him that. I was like, it was the time I told the story before where the guy brought me into like his cousin's bar, like after it closed, like opened it back up, and he was like, oh, come drink with me. My cousin has a bar, we can drink for free. And I was like, all right, fuck it, dude. I kind of got the vibe
it's
from
the
guy.
It's not important
already.
To the story, but I would like to know that he was Indian.
He was Indian. Yeah. And I...
Fuck you know.
I
know. Lewis
I only have
life.
7 stories.
Oh, you know the dude.
No, I just know Lewis's life.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. So the guy brought me back in. I knew what he was going for. He's like, letting me smoke weed in the bar, and he keeps on feeding me drinks.
Yeah.
And I knew what was going on.
Yeah,
completely.
But you were just trying to ride it to the
fucking end.
Yeah.
And at one point,
I like that.
He put his hand on my thigh and tried to like lean in. I was like, whoa, buddy.
Yeah,
chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
The roofies haven't worked yet.
And I leveled with him. And I was like, dude, I was like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Mm.
I was like, gay?
I can show you the world.
He tried to dance for me.
He's giving his monkey the signal.
Yeah, there he is. But I told him, I was like, dude, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, you don't know me from a hole in the wall. I was like, what if I just fucking...
You would have had a better luck with a hole in the wall.
Easily.
Yeah.
But what would you have done if I just beat the shit out of you and robbed this restaurant right now? He's like, oh, I know, I'm just... And then this fucker, he's like, I'm sorry. He went for it again.
No.
Yeah. He was like, oh, are you sure?
Was
give
he
me
drinking?
Another drink.
Was he drinking too?
No, he's just feeding. He was raping me. He was trying to get me drunk and rape me.
Wow.
But I didn't beat him up. I didn't assault him.
An Indian guy who doesn't respect people's boundaries.
Seriously.
Get out of town.
He's like, would you like to come on my bus? Yeah,
being gay and Indian, oh, that must smell awful.
But I'm very comfortable with my sexuality.
Come on,
dude. I'm very. you can't beat people up for coming on to you. They're sexual. They're fucking. you know.
You got to be flattered. I feel you got to be flattered, right?
I feel like you can. It's a case-to-case basis.
You're not flattered by like, there's nothing in you afterwards, after you calm down, to be like, oh, okay. Like,
no. No. Because I know I look good at the gym. I look really good at the gym.
Yeah, Tommy's a handsome enough guy like me. I need to be...
You didn't even laugh.
I need to feel secure. Like, you're right. I go like, all right, you know what? It did feel scuzzy, and I did feel like this guy was eye-raping me, but I do feel hot today.
Right.
Tommy walks away like, around feeling that way every day.
Does it feel good?
Tommy, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I had a...
Well, then, I'll give you more of those.
Oh, give me that look again.
Oh, God. He's really good at that.
You don't have side cameras, so I don't want to shoot, you know?
I had a guy proposition me.
He's about to tell a story about getting hit on while he's doing fucking pull-ups on scaffolding.
Did I ever get hit on that? But I did. One time I was trying to buy furniture, and the salesman propositioned me, like, young guy like you can make a lot of money. Like, he was trying to pull me into the world of, like,
selling furniture. Dave took it the wrong way. You need to try to get him a real job.
You need a job.
He's like, we just checked your credit.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, he saw your credit. He was like, you're going to need a job, sir. He's like, I ain't gay, yo. Yeah. I ain't gay, yo. Wearing more Flanagan.
Working some homo-ass job and shit.
More like gay more Flanagan. Fuck this place. I'm out, bitch.
You know, our Ottomans are 20% off. I ain't sucking your dick, nigga.
That's what I thought. I thought he was offering him a job as an Ottoman. You know, there's a lot of really rich men.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know, you can get the entire bedroom. Get away from me, homo!
Yeah. You see my zipper down? My zipper down? My zipper ain't down, bitch!
Right. I'm trying to Louis J. Gomez method. I'm trying to get a discount. I need a whole free furniture set. This motherfucker just hit on me.
But that's not the way to do it, right? You have to be the gay person. So this is how you get shit done, right? Like, if you want to, you play the minority card. Gay card's a great one, right? So if you go into any business and simply say, I'm gay, that person made me feel uncomfortable, and I believe it because I was gay. You will likely get free shit out of that business.
Yeah, because we don't understand gay people.
They're just like, dude, right, I'm not dealing with a fucking Yelp review where they're saying that we're hateful. That whole fucking world, it's like...
It's also the last generation that shit will work, because now it's just... It's so normal and it's not.
Well, I think it's the other way now, because now you got like a lot of gay on gay shit. Like, people are claiming gay harassment, and then that's when like the other guy's like, don't try it, honey. I'm gay too. You're messy.
Right, you know what I mean?
Like,
right.
You ever see that? Like, a lot of older gay people are kind of like, get your faggot ass up and get out.
Yeah. Let's, in fact, we're speaking of these delightful scams. Why don't we get another scam that you're going right now, Shannon?
That was great.
That was great.
Is that new?
It's a new segment? But it was supposed to have music.
You're in post. It happened.
Size of that joint.
All right, it happened.
Good fucking Lord.
Alex, wait 30 minutes.
It looks like a fucking appendage.
30 minutes.
He's not going to be there in 30. Don't wait for him.
30
How
minutes.
How long does that
he
take?
He has no concept of time.
For me, 30 minutes.
He won't be done in 30.
How long does that take to smoke?
Oh, I have blunt wraps. I'll roll a blunt in 30 minutes. Alex, you're the best.
Oh, God, I shouldn't have thrown a fucking tennis ball. Look at this dog getting all worked up. Shouldn't have pointed out a joint to you.
I know, I was excited.
Guys, in here for 45 minutes, I'll be right back.
Just licking the glass. Hey, no, away from me.
My son is drowning.
Yeah, let's get these scams going, Shannon. What do we got? It's been a minute since we did a scam that year. It's been a couple weeks.
I mean, we should probably wait another month again, I think, after this.
Why? Is it really that hard to find good scams anymore?
You know what? It's a lot. And I've had people DM me and be like, oh, I sent something a while ago and you haven't read it. And I'm like, it's because it's the same shit that we always get. Yeah. It's like, pretend you got the wrong thing or you didn't get it, or, you know, the checkout counter swapping things. It's always the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, try something new.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got anyway today? Okay. We have something, right?
Yeah. I have three. So the first one is from Ben S. For the past 4 years, I've been getting credit card offers in the mail. They all offer cashback incentives, something like spend $1,000 in the first 3 months, $250 cashback through their rewards program. Their hope is that people run up $1,000 in debt and then take forever to pay it off, netting them over $250 in interest fees. I run a small business that accepts credit cards, so what I do is charge the $1,000 to my business, get the $250 check in the mail, then immediately put the $1,000 back on the card and close the account. I can apply for new cards with the same banks every 6 months and have been doing this with the same five banks for 4 years, making over $10K doing this. None of them have caught on yet, and it's not illegal. It's not illegal since it's their own promotion.
Man, that was longer than Dave's website conversation.
Jesus Christ. Why don't I missed bullshit. I sort of didn't follow it.
Yeah, I think I got it.
But I think that when you close off accounts, you fuck up your credit score. Like, when you close an account, your credit score drops. So there's no way you're opening another one right behind that.
Oh, this guy's doing it for 10 years for 10 grand. He's, you know, he's working at a furniture store, if you know. This guy's selling his own ottomans. This queer, huh?
If you want to make $40 a month.
Working at a furniture store, if you know what I mean.
All right. I guess that's
going to be the new thing for gay guys. What's this guy working at a furniture store? You see that guy in the corner? What's he pushing ottomans? This fucking guy.
Pushing ottomans, huh? Guy, he knows how to furnish a living room, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Knows his way around the kitchen, huh? You know?
This guy puts his legs up on the couch. See what I'm getting at.
He can finance a bedroom set.
Yeah. This guy's seen a love setter too, huh?
Give me
seems like he's
one,
got a
Shannon.
Real deal on a futon.
Yeah, Shannon, give me another one.
Okay, this is from Aaron. Go to any Best Buy and sign up for their Total Tech Support plan. For $200 a year, you can bring in any PC any amount of times with any sort of problem.
Person of color? Like, what is this guy's problem? Well, first of all, it's a shitty tattoo on his arm. Go ahead.
You can forget any PC any amount of times with any sort of problem, and they'll fix it. They'll also put in upgrades and other technical stuff. Next, start advertising locally, Craigslist, posters around town, etc., for PC repair upgrades. You can set your price from $50 to $100, whatever. Any PC you get from people responding to your ads, take to Best Buy, have them fix it, return the PC to your customer, and make some bullshit up about how you fixed it. It says you don't have to be... he says you don't have. You don't. Have
I have no idea. It's like I put in a new carburetor. And...
That's what he says. He says you don't have to know much about technical stuff to just be a good actor, like Lewis always says.
Thank you.
Do this 3 or 4 times, and you've already made a profit for the $200 you paid for the Best Buy plan. Bonus points if you're younger and just posing like some broke college kid who knows a lot about computers. If you're just trying to make some extra cash on the side.
I don't mind the scam. I don't think that this guy actually does this.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he's ever...
Cut to the day, somebody brings you a computer with fucking kiddie porn
that's
on
what I, that's what
you
I was
take
thinking.
Take that shit to Best Buy.
I don't know what's wrong with this thing.
I just don't believe that he's done it.
Because the marketing...
I like
people,
the concept.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I just feel like for all that work...
Right.
You could just be selling furniture.
Just
yeah.
fucking do anything. Cut a lawn.
But it's not that much
That's
work.
Like 6
hours. It's a good scam.
Marketing?
And then you got to worry
Once
about
you
like,
the
if
marketing
it's working...
and effective marketing effectively. That's difficult.
If you sign up for a $200 a year thing where you get to bring in any PC, anything.
Now you're put taking,
you
got to
spend $200.
Out posters, taking phone calls.
The emotional strain of trying to outfuck somebody is too much work.
It's not even trying to outfuck somebody. All you're doing is if you can offer them, it's not even wrong. If you can offer them a better price than it would be for them to bring it to a fucking store to have it repaired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? It's middlemaning work. That companies do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were to buy these headphones,
hold on, let me say this.
The fucking company that this whatever logo this is, Sense whatever it is, they don't actually make these headphones. Some other fucking horseshit Chinese company makes it, and then they repackage it and they market it. It's all the same shit. I have no problem with that. I don't even think that's a scam. I think this is a solid business. I think I might actually give up Gas Digital and just go into this business.
I don't know, dude. If you got a $300 laptop, are you meeting some kid in the parking lot to hand it over and be like, all right.
$300 laptop? How fucking poor are you?
But that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even take a $300 laptop, let alone a $1,300 laptop.
It's a fucking rotary phone? Who the fuck is getting a laptop for $300?
I'm fucking... Best Buy. Best Buy's got
so imagine you got, a forehead VCR, okay? And you bring it over to this guy.
But so you're proving my point. A MacBook is what, $1,300? I'm not handing some MacBook over to some kid for a $50 repair, and like he's not in a reputable shop.
Yes, that's.
I've done it with my phone. I've definitely brought my phone to like some guy's house who does cheaper.
Definitely.
Glass? And you stayed there with him.
Break the screen?
No, my phone was like the charger wouldn't work.
How do you find it? Craigslist?
Yeah, like an ad online.
But you stayed there.
He said, come back in an hour.
If you're in a college in a dorm, and you just fucking market it the right way, and you're fucking Indian quad, you put a fucking poster up and say, I do computer and cell phone repair for 50% of what they're going to charge you at the local store.
Yeah.
You know, quad, fuck, Indian quad, room 4B.
First of all,
I'm telling
never
you.
Letting Indians in the quad.
Yeah,
right?
And they start feeding you drinks.
Right, I'm telling you right now, that's not a crazy business.
I would like to note, the guy I talked to, though, I checked his Yelp.
Oh, okay.
So then I saw he had a bunch of good reviews. Fixed my phone within an hour.
I thought you just meant like his food reviews.
No.
I just like the creativity.
I like the creativity also, but I don't think he's in first place right now.
I don't think he's really doing it, but I like the fact that he might inspire somebody to really do it.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Okay, last one. This is from Librado. Easily skip out on Comcast early termination fees, which will save you a few $100. Now, even while under an agreement with Comcast, they will let you switch. Oh, this is terrible. They'll let you switch to any other service plan without paying any ETF. I don't know what that is.
Transfer funds or something.
Yeah. Excluding those without agreements. Once you have changed service plans, simply cancel. With the money you didn't fork over to Comcast, buy a VIP pass to Skankfest South.
Oh, look at that. Look at that, huh?
That's
what he did there. Look what he did there. Did he win? I'd take 10 fucking points off for that. That dog shit. Sucking his ass off. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Send him a mug with nothing on it, that cocksucker. Yeah, just get him an Ottoman mug.
Oh, shit. We should just do a new mug for every episode and just start selling
them.
Yes,
dude.
Collector's items.
Ottoman mug would be fucking dynamite.
How great would a fucking... Yeah. The fucking pushing ottoman mug.
Yes.
And it's just a fucking gay guy sitting on a couch with his legs up on a fucking ottoman. That's it. Make it. Yes. Pushing ottomans.
Make
going.
The dude Indian. Put an Indian.
And then it's RIP and then you put the number on the one side.
Also
and then,
sell a black mug with a slightly darker panther on the side of it.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Can we get... Can we just
no, it's regular black, but then when your hot drink is in it, the slightly darker panther appears.
Oh, God. Yeah. That bundle of wires on DaveTemple.com's website looks worse than that, or better than your fucking
GeoCities.com/DaveTemple.
Yeah, we're gonna go with. I'm gonna give away the Scam That Jew shirt to the guy who created up a very, not realistic scam, but I like the creativity on it.
Okay, his name's Aaron.
I want to draw a mug idea.
Draw a mug idea. We can get it made right now. Not only that, we'll put it on the mug right now. I'll do your actual drawing. Right. You're going to draw the mug. You should draw the design that we're going to put on the mug.
I'm getting there, Louis. Fucking asshole. You got to put it out first.
We know, but that you're just sort of wasting the pencil. He's wasting our pencil. We have a limited amount of lead, okay, here in the studio.
Okay, so congratulations to Aaron for winning Scam That Jew.
Aaron!
Look at my arm, by the way. Is it not looking better already?
It does look bigger.
Shannon, doesn't it look bigger already?
It does.
Can we see for a second? Can we get... Let's see, what is it? Oh, wait, there we go. DaveTemple.com. It's just a big blob of shit. And it says... No, listen, this is what I want. I want a big blob of shit. Look up a panther head right now.
Oh, perfect, God. Dude.
Let me see a panther head. Okay.
Yeah. That bottom right's a good start.
I think the one
that looks like a clay, like clay.
Right, that one right there with the mouth open, that's the shape of it. The right to the right.
Yeah.
Right? Now take that image and make it black. Like just fill it all in black.
Smear the outside.
Now go back to the one where it's facing to the side. Yep, right there. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now just change the image to completely like black so it looks like a fucking shit stain in somebody's underwear.
It's a panther.
It's a panther.
So it looks like you could play as a panther in a video game, but you haven't unlocked it yet.
Yeah. That's great.
And then what I needed to say on the mug as well, and this needs to be printed. I don't even know if Megan's here. We need to get this going right now, okay?
Yeah, it's got
to
be the full website.
Dave Temple Comedy. wixsite.com/DaveTempleSite.
Oh, Aramis. Yes.
No, yes, then it should have the Milford date on the back of the course.
I'm with this. I just need all proceeds to go and get to DaveTempleComedy.com.
That's connected how to this website.
There we go. Some I'm totally talk. With this. Yeah, we're going to do some fundraising. All right.
Fuck, dude. That's so great.
I love that you
Thank
drew
you,
the mug. Just
yes,
to
I don't
draw
know why
the
I got shit for
him.
Drawing the mug.
No, that it makes
so
it so much
better.
Funnier.
Yes.
Thank you, Tommy. You're a fucking genius.
Louis, say you're sorry.
Would you like a job? Would you like a job working with me?
He might get a job designing mugs for this company.
I'll tell you what, man. Where do you see my ottoman one? I just stretched out.
I want to see it.
Give me that goddamn thing. And I'm drawing this mug, you piece of shit.
We can just imagine the mug's not there. I'm telling you right now.
No, he's got. He only knows how to do.
Why don't you draw one mug?
He just learned how to draw a mug, so he's got to keep doing it.
Draw one mug, and then we'll just make photocopies
right.
of it.
So this is like when kids learn how to draw that S, you know, the fancy S, and they just draw it everywhere.
The handle's getting better too. What do you see the next one? I'm gonna put it on a hanger.
This is the Ottoman mug.
This is the Ottoman mug. All right.
Let's see.
Yeah, the handle is pretty good. Yeah.
Dude, after, so funny.
Afternoon Pope is electric. Like,
"Hi, sir. Can I interest you in a coffee table?"
"I ain't sucking your dick, bitch."
"You abomination, nigga." "I ain't gay."
"Oh God,
bro, you gay, bro?
You gay, bro?"
Oh, this is the ottoman with storage in it, huh?
Is the ottoman open? There's a gay guy in it. Hey,
coming out of the ottoman, huh? Fuck, coming out the closet.
I'm the Otto man.
It's like, right, like the chair from Pee Wee's Playhouse a little bit.
You guys will be able to buy these mugs on podcastmerch.com.
All proceeds go to DaveTempleComedy.com.
Okay, I kind of, if you're going to buy the mug, I kind of want his drawing of the mug on a mug. It's meta.
Yeah. I like it. Right.
Shading. There you go.
It's just an ottoman.
It's just an ottoman. Wow. Kind of looks like a muffin.
What do you guys think? Yeah, it does look a little like ottoman. A muffin. That's not bad.
Hey, I mean, one for two isn't bad, you know what I mean?
That's a good ottoman.
That's not a great ottoman, dog.
It's a decent ottoman.
If Dave had a tattoo of an ottoman, that's what it would look like.
Here, let me see how I would draw the ottoman. First of all, I got to draw the mug.
Oh, okay, you went long. Okay, it's the mug. Okay,
it's a mug. And then an ottoman is just... The ottoman is the thing you put your feet up on.
Yeah.
You had it all frilly and crazy.
That's what mine looks like at home.
That's what his looks like at home.
Yeah, I would do it like this, maybe, and then like that. Then like that.
Oh, you went for the small guy.
Yeah, then like almost like that.
You mean the one that's literally right outside this door in the studio?
Oh, the little teeny tiny.
Yeah, no, one, this is a round one. This is a round ottoman. See, yes, I'm going for...
The plush.
I went for the one in the middle. The plush. Down low, I mean. See it down low.
Where?
Right.
There?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, pull it back. Will not have, look at this. Look how fucking nice this is. Look at this.
So it so looks like that. A strawberry shortcake. Right,
yeah,
well, that, like a muffin. It could be
you
a little more
elongated.
You were
trying to do the pillow top. I get it.
Yeah.
I was going for the round. Go to the one right there.
All
right. Well, yeah, something like that. Okay.
All right, fine.
Guys.
You guys get it.
This has been real.
Yeah.
You're not leaving. I am. We're drawing ottomans at this point. We're just fucking, you know, I don't need to be here for this for Tommy.
Stop being a homophobe, dude. It's about a fucking couch. It's not gay shit, dude.
It is.
We're drawing furniture.
He's trying to draw an ottoman. We already heard him say what ottoman meant for him.
Until you see the new mug, which is just an ottoman parade. It's just thousands of ottomans.
The ottoman pride parade.
Rolling down the street. It's going to be fucking great. A furniture blowout.
Yeah. Furniture blowout. That's also for assholes. No, seriously, guys, it's been real. Tommy, I love you.
Love you, buddy.
You fat piece of shit. Until you lose weight, you're a fat piece of shit to me.
Damn, right, dog.
Really,
I love you guys.
It.
Zach, cool. All right. See you guys later. All right. Not take cool. care,
Thank
man.
Thank you. Dave Temple, guys. Go and support Dave Temple. I really do hope you bomb tonight.
I probably will. It's nothing I can top this.
Listen, make sure you tell them there's raisins in the muffins before they eat it. I just had a cramp. Sorry about this.
You're right, buddy. You're right. What was the other thing that I wanted to talk about?
The only note I saw you put down is, why is Diet Coke gay?
Yeah, why is Diet Coke gay?
It's not.
What about the notes from the other show that we did earlier today? We didn't do any of those stories. Guys took away my fucking notes. Thanks.
I finished the mug, too.
You finished the mug? Let's see it.
No, you didn't. Already?
He's fast, dude.
Dang.
Nate's the fucking best. Somebody tweeted the other day. They were like, why don't you guys have Nate build the app?
Who?
He's such a good employee. This is what they said. This is how disconnected people are from the reality of the way the fucking world works. They go, you know, why do people, they probably have Harrington working on the app. Why would they have Harrington doing the app? We could have Nate. Nate's so good. It's like, you fucking moron. Nate can't just build an app. Nate's great, but Nate, it's a whole separate fucking to do. There's nobody in house building an app. We hire a third party company.
We have a control center with Harrington in it building an app.
It's fucking psychotic.
Anytime you hear someone with a great accent, you're just like, he can do things.
That guy can fucking build an app.
What's his mug, baby?
Let's see, go.
Yes, dude.
Comedy.wix site.
Can you get at the just and scribble a little bit, like smear it.
The
like around the edges.
Oh sure, yeah.
Like a paintbrush.
Yeah, I would cut it out. I would cut out the actual, and I think it should even be
on
one tone. It should just be all one black blob.
Yes, but see like an ear. Like you got to see a little bit of it.
Very little bit.
All right.
When somebody points it out to you, you got to go, oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, you should get a refund.
We'll talk about it when you're done the app. I'll get in there with you.
Shannon put together a retarded topic. Shannon, it's time for another edition of Shannon's retarded ass topic of the day. Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
What is this, Shannon? Why would you even put this in the notes? This is psychotic.
Because it's crazy. I didn't send it because I thought it was a good idea. I thought it was really stupid.
Okay, what is it? Go.
So it's a new thing now that the newest support animal that you're allowed to bring on a plane is miniature horses.
Shut the fuck up. Is that real?
Yes. Yeah, it's in Fox News today. So yeah, they just allowed it.
Fox News today. Can I see the horses, the type of horses we're talking about?
These little guys.
Oh my God, that would be so great.
What do you do with it, though? Can it go in a seat?
Also, what happens when it fucking sprays shit all over the place? It's not going to knock his hoof on your shoulder going, I gotta go to the bathroom, Dad. He's just going to fucking diarrhea everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, are they trained that well?
Well, yeah, they have to be.
No!
They have to be trained.
It's not galloping.
Yeah, it says that they're able to fly in the cabin of commercial airplanes.
No.
That's not. This is not.
Is there other animals that we wouldn't think that would normally be able to? Because emotional support, it's just the fucking worst thing in the
bring
world.
Bring a fucking llama on there.
The strangest support animals people try to bring on commercial flights. Who's that chick? Hell yeah.
She's the one who brought the hamster on.
Yeah, she
and they
is.
Didn't, but I think that they didn't let the hamster on.
I met the girl who brought the peacock.
Really?
Yes. She auditioned for one of our movies. And the director of the movie was obsessed with it then. He's like, we need the peacock in the movie. And she was like, I need a box truck that the peacock can sit in with all of his
wait, some woman brought
shit.
This on a plane?
Yeah. It's
a and support peacock. She was a fucking artsy, fartsy bitch. She wanted attention.
I fucking hate
and she
her.
Wanted
I
newspaper
hate her
stories.
So, much.
So 2 days after planning for a month, 2 days before, she sent us this page-long thing. She was like, Dexter the peacock died in my arms on the way to the vet. No. And we all just sent each other smiley emojis that said, peacock's dead.
Oh, my God. Good. Fuck her.
Support duck.
I hate people. I don't believe that any dog is
yes.
legitimately
that pig.
Even a.
No, I don't believe in it either.
I don't believe it. Anytime I see a dog, what do they call it? It's not emotional support, but the.
Service dog.
Yeah, service dog. I don't believe that the dog is there. I believe that whatever the person did, whoever has that service dog, went through the process of manipulating the system to get their fucking stupid fucking dog into a building, onto a flight, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Well, some of the dogs, I mean, they help the blind and shit, so it's not all.
Yeah, that's different.
Unless
yeah.
you're blind.
Yeah.
The only dog I'll accept is if you're a fucking blind guy and the dog is a seeing eye dog and it is going to fucking walk you to your fucking gate.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. And then, to be honest with you.
Even then.
Barely.
Even then.
How far barely. Could you get figure into the airport see. With an emotional
figure
support?
Figure out how to see.
How far could you get through the airport with an emotional support slave?
Oh, my God.
Like full Roots style. Sits next to you on the plane. We ain't going to crash. You going to be safe on the flight
nobody
today.
Here, nobody here touch my Dexter. I'm going to go look for our nearest potty.
I
now
sure
look
would.
Here, Dexter.
I sure would like me some peanuts.
You only get one bag of peanuts or one bag of pretzels, Dexter. You can't be taking both.
Oh, Dexter, you done shit in the aisle.
No, no, look at here. It's like a mini horse. How am I going to sit next to Dexter, a mini horse? What is next? Two Dexters? Goddamn. Stop down at ottomanstore.com.
Fuck. Describing your black emotional support person, it's like a mini horse.
I hope this plane lands soon. I got to show in Milford, Connecticut.
So don't want to hit the carriage traffic now, here, boy.
Oh, shit. Oh, Dave Temple stinks. Oh, he does. Yeah, so I get it's retarded. I don't buy.
I don't know what you do with the horse.
Now, the dogs do make you feel like you feel something immediately when you have
I don't care.
But a little dog, yes. You
I need emotional. So I. You don't get to fucking bring your dog in a restaurant because you feel bad. I feel bad. I don't get to bring fucking animals into a restaurant.
I agree with that.
That's crazy.
But I'm saying on a plane, a little dog, you fit a little bag on your lap. Yeah. It's an inconvenience, but it fits. Where the fuck does a horse go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it stand in the aisle? But when the goddamn drink cart?
The whole time,
hitting the horse.
If I'm in, the whole time I'd be staring at that horse's asshole,
yeah.
Like a ticking time bomb. You ever see like a dog with an enlarged asshole?
Yeah, my dog Sport had a very large asshole, and it would breathe when he was ready to shit.
Bingo! They all open up like a fucking.
That was not
eye.
Sport, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Lord of the Rings when that fucking eye opens up.
Also, if a dog's shitting, it is impossible to not look it right in the asshole.
Yes. Yeah. If you're, the whole time I'd be clocking in on this horse's ass, just waiting for an explosion. And what's
as the tail goes, you hear tick and tock.
You ever smell the unadulterated human shit like out of water? It's repulsive.
Yes,
it's like walking through a hot petting zoo. The smell on that fucking would just cause a throw up extravaganza.
Yeah,
like fucking like Stand By Me, where everyone just starts throwing up on each other. Just thick horse shit stink. Through a cat, I'll stop.
In recycled air.
I've never really seen too many animals on planes in general. You see a dog once in a while, and they make your dogs. A lot of flights will make your dogs fly underneath the plane, which that's like torture for your dog, right? Yeah.
I don't think it's like freezing underneath there.
How many animals per year?
Well, there was
die?
A story. Didn't they make somebody put their dog in the overhead and it died?
Yes.
Last year,
I do remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't it different? Was there a different animal that died?
No, it wasn't a dog. Was it?
There was another animal that died in the overhead recently.
It wasn't a dog. I think it was like a bunny or some shit.
Yeah.
Dude, one of the people that was on my trip to fucking Nashville brought their emotional support dog, and then went out and left it at the hotel when they went out at night. See? And it's like, that's not your support animal then.
Yeah.
If you leave it when you do social things.
Yeah.
It's
you
all
just
bullshit.
Wanted to take your dog on a plane.
It's a scam. Animal deaths on flights are still relatively rare. According to DOT statistics, 26 animals died while being transported on planes in 2016, a rate of 0.5 per 10,000 animals. A third of those deaths occurred on United Airlines, 9 animals. Unfortunately, others were injured. So, yeah, United was having a problem for a while, right? Like killing animals. And it was because of their... I think it was because of their... If I remember correctly, it was because of... They had a policy about big dogs or something, and I think bigger dogs have more respiratory problems. Mm-hmm. This was the issue. It was like specifically because of the size of the dog and their policy with the size of the dog. It kind of like fucked people over.
What a horrible way to go to baggage claim. And there's just a dead dog on the fucking round on the carousel.
Just two X's over his eyes. His tongue hanging out.
And then finally the owner comes in late because he was taking a piss and just drags him off.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's
Hawaiian. 40, coming in with what, 48?
I like this chart. Did you make that, Nate? That should be on a mug.
Is that a dog or a dead horse?
It's a dead dog.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
Did you do that? Oh.
This is on an article.
I can't... I got a dog when I was 22 years old. The fact that anybody even gets an animal these days, unless you have a kid, you're settled down, you have a family, like... You see young girls getting dogs in New York City.
I don't understand where attention. You have a dog in New York. Unless you have like exorbitant amount of money with a big place.
Yeah, it's very selfish. People don't realize what it takes to have a dog in New York. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Anywhere. If you get like a mid-size or a real dog, not the
but
small
if you have
things.
A house in the suburbs, it's not a lot because you have a backyard. You can literally let the dog run around out back.
Well, it's a lot to train. You know, the first year, you have to be very good. Yeah. Or else the kids, it's like having a bad kid. There's no such thing as a bad kid. They're just wired by bad parents.
Yeah, I
same
agree
thing
with
a dog. A bad dog is just a bad fucking owner.
Yeah, I agree. I've talked about this plenty of times. I think that you can't, you know, certain dogs, pit bulls, German shepherds, I think you should have to have white skin in order to, no, I'm sorry. I think you should have to have some sort of special license.
White this skin kind of is.
Yeah. It's precisely what it is.
No, because you get piece of shit dog owners that don't, it's not even like dog fighting. That's one element of it. I'm talking about like you're walking down the street with your kid and then a fucking dog just grabs your kid by the neck and starts shaking it.
Jesus.
Fuck that. It's a weapon. It's a beast. It's like if I were to want to own a Jaguar, not the car, but the animal, I would probably have to have some sort of special license or certain restrictions. And I think some of these dogs in the wrong hands are just as fucking dangerous. It's a shame to say, but it's like, you know, this is not a knock on pit bulls. It's a knock on shitty people.
Yeah.
It's similar almost to the gun debate. So it's not, it's like, yeah, it's not so much a knock on guns. I understand why a gun can be very beneficial. It can protect somebody, but you are dealing with you have to deal with crazy people and fucked up people, irresponsible people. And if that irresponsibility can affect the lives of other people around them and infringe on their rights, you have to really consider that. And that's sort of how I feel about, like, you know, anything. I mean, dude, it's the same thing with a car. If you have a fucking car, the reason you have to get a driver's license and go through the process and go through the steps, make sure that you're not fucking crazy, make sure that you're not, you know, that you're responsible enough to do it. For some reason, with pit bulls, you could literally just grab one and fucking, you have a death machine right there that you give to some kid in the hood, and he's fucking now using it to intimidate people as they walk by.
Same thing with Puerto Ricans, dude. Yeah. I feel the same way with pit bulls. I cross the fucking street, you never know when they're going to react.
It's true, dude.
They might grab your kid and fucking choke him.
Yeah,
you know
dude,
what I mean?
You're wearing a fucking red shirt. You're red,
and
drives
it sets
crazy.
Them off. Just fucking sets them off.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It happens. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a great show, Tommy. Love having you on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having
me. You guys are fucking awesome. Check out Tommy Pope's show with Shane Gillis on Compound Media. Fair one. And go check him out live. One of the funniest comics out there. This is it, man. Thank you guys so much for listening. Another pre-taped episode. I'm out right now in California. If you guys are out in the Cali area, hopefully you guys have been coming and checking out the shows that we're doing. And we will be back next week. Another episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.